बार बार तो मत देखो, लेकिन एक बात अंतर है। On this week's episode, why I thought despite its flaws, Bar Bar Dekho had enough to offer to keep you entertained, and why so many people disagree with me. Keep listening. Welcome to another episode of Bollywood Weekly, and my guests this week are Uttara and Shreya.
Hello.
Hey.
Shreya sounds very excited to be part of the podcast. What was that? Hey. But anyway, this week's topic of conversation is Bar Bar Dekho, which has gotten very mixed responses. A lot of the critics that I typically read and trust have said it's okay, but not that great. But a lot of people that I know have also just really hated the movie, which I found surprising. And we're going to get both of those opinions right here on this podcast. Because Shreya, you didn't like this movie, right?
Not at all. I thought it was just a very bad movie. I mean, I went with very low expectations because I'd heard that, yeah, it's not so great. It's just like, whatever. But towards the end, it was just frustrating to sit on my seat. Like, I was like, okay, like after the intermission, I was just done. Because I knew exactly what was going to happen, and that's exactly how it played out.
But I feel like that's most Bollywood movies anyway. Like, you always know exactly what's going to happen.
Not exactly, though. I mean, this was, I feel like, even, like, for that matter, English movies, if you have a romantic comedy, you know that they're going to get together in the end.
Yeah.
You know what to expect, but at least they show it in, like, a more interesting way. For Bar Bar Dekho, it was just very blah. Like, I just couldn't do it.
I mean, after a while, the whole fast-forwarding thing was a bit, like, I mean, okay, now we understand what the thing is, that you just need to focus on the small things in life. So, why are you again and again going forward?
It was just too long, I think, and, like, yeah, obviously, most Bollywood movies are too long, but then this one was just annoying after a while, because it was just the same thing again and again and again. And it's not like the acting was superb or anything that, you know, that you could focus on that and forget about everything else. But it's like bad plot plus bad acting plus bad direction is like
harsh.
See, there,
ouch. Yeah.
So I actually thought the plot was like pretty interesting and reasonably entertaining. So I generally quite liked this movie, and I thought the whole concept and the way they did it was quite different. I agree that the second half was too long, and like after a while everything was a bit predictable, and Siddharth Malhotra's character was just really slow, which really annoyed me after a point. I was like, listen, everyone in the theater knows what you're supposed to do, can you just do it instead of like thinking for 10 minutes before doing something? So that part was annoying. Acting was definitely not good at all.
Katrina Kaif was so bad. Like, no offense, but she just like looks good and that's it. Like, that's why she's there. Her acting was terrible, and that stupid bindi she was wearing, I can't get over it.
Girl really got to you, huh?
It didn't look good on her at all. She looked so bad.
Yeah, but I mean, so even there, Katrina is not a good actress. Like, she's in this industry not really for her acting talent.
True.
Given that, this was like better than a lot of other movies she's done. You know, this is actually, I watched an interview of hers before this, and this was the first movie for which she did acting workshops, and it was really funny because the Anupama Chopra was interviewing her, and she said, oh, so Katrina Bar Bar Dekho is the first movie for which you were required to take acting workshops. And her response, which I thought was really funny, was, well, they probably all required me to take them, I just decided to take them for this one.
At least she acknowledges it.
I don't think it worked, though.
I think it did. I mean, in terms of, see, her accent, she's not from here.
Yeah.
So, like,
of course.
But that's, we're not talking about the way she was talking, just her acting.
Yeah, but I'm saying relative to Katrina previously.
I think her best movie was Namaste London, because I think she actually acted really well in that.
I think it was a story for her.
Maybe that role was more like suited towards her.
They obviously also have to give her a British mother
to justify her
accent. In every movie, she's either a foreign educated or foreign born character.
But what I thought was done well in this movie was the way they showed how the actors became older. I thought that was done
the
quite
first
well.
Scene. Oh no, you mean the actual the switching in time?
Yeah, when they
time.
Switched in time, I right. thought that was done really yeah. well. Like, I mean, I don't know what obviously what they did to the face, but they looked like the age they were supposed to look.
Yeah, the prosthetics and the CGI, like on and makeup work,
yeah,
was really
yeah.
good.
That was really good. But I also feel like this movie is way too similar to this movie called About Time. The only difference is in About Time, the guy knows that he can control time. Over here, it just happened, you know, unintentionally. That is literally like the only difference.
Yeah, and the one thing I was not happy about was the explanation of how, and we won't do spoilers, so we won't spoil it for people who might want to watch the movie. The explanation of how and why he goes back and forth in time is just not satisfactory at all. Like in the trailer, you know, they make a whole thing about how he's a math professor, and they even have this scene with like equations like going back and forth. Like all of that is completely pointless, and it doesn't contribute at all to his trick. I thought he actually figures out some way to bend space and time and is able to, you know, go back and forth and messes things up. And as the movie was progressing, I realized, okay, fine, that's probably not it.
Yeah.
But I still expected some better explanation of exactly what happened.
I mean,
and how.
So no, that's the thing. They gave the whole reason that he's very like math inclined, so everything for him is logical and everything for him is like
yeah.
equations and like everything makes sense. So that's exactly why they said that like this happened to him, because he was so like, no, everything has logic and everything it needs like an explanation.
But I mean, like, yeah, but you also, I guess it's meant to be an open-ended. You also don't know if it even actually happened, right?
Yeah.
Or
oh, yes,
just a
yes,
dream.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the spoiler
actually,
I didn't want to.
Hey, I never thought about it like that, actually. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Maybe then.
No, I did. I really didn't. Yeah.
Because basically, he then wakes up with a champagne bottle after
yeah.
it, when
no,
he comes
but he
back.
He keeps going back and forth in time. So this, I thought first that could just be.
Yeah,
like
because
that.
It's it's all in his head.
Oh, yeah.
It could be all in his head. Where because he first, whatever, he goes forward, then he goes back, right? When he realizes he needs to fix things.
Yeah.
And then, but he tries to fix them the wrong way by following Rohan Joshi's girlfriend instead of just doing, like, going for her show and picking up his kid.
Because
again, then he again goes forward and everything is, like, completely off.
Yeah.
Still. And he's like, wait, but I thought I fixed this, but I, and then,
he
so then he has to go back and he does things right the second time.
Yeah.
And then he gets back. So... Okay, I guess we are doing spoilers. So
sorry for whoever hasn't seen it yet and is planning on watching it.
Yeah.
I was really happy to see Rohan Joshi in the movie. Like, I mean, it's so...
I was happy to see him there, but I thought he was quite useless in the movie.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, his role was so bad, but it's...
And he also didn't, like, because their initial... I mean, he only has, like, one proper scene where he has dialogue. But
yeah.
that scene, I thought, had the potential to be a lot funnier. And this movie is co-written by... Anuva Pal, who's also a comedian and does a lot of stand-up and
oh,
other
okay.
like written, like he writes for like quite a few of these news comedy shows and stuff, and he's generally quite funny, but somehow they just the in general the whole screenplay and dialogues of this movie were quite average. That was another big failing.
Yeah,
but
movie.
I like the songs.
The
songs
were really good.
I
yeah,
like the
yeah,
songs.
The songs
yeah.
are good. Definitely.
They were all catchy. And the slow songs, obviously not, but the fast ones.
The
were
slow
nice.
Ones are also really nice.
Yeah,
though.
They're nice, but they're not catchy.
Yeah, I think I like every single. I think Kala Chashma is probably my least favorite song.
What?
No,
I think it's like my most favorite song. It's too catchy.
But it's also because, I mean, it's this. It's just another. Oh, following this trend of like remaking. Old Punjabi songs into
but
like newer, catchier.
But it's still catchy.
Yeah,
regardless.
It's a really good remix though. Like
no, but even the one that they had at the Mehndi, that was a very good song.
Nachde Ne Saare is
yeah.
really good, yeah.
I thought that was really good as well.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I also liked Saw Asman, and also the cinematography of the whole movie in general, but especially that part like when they're in Phuket for the honeymoon and even and the whole wedding before that.
Yeah.
All of that is just like filmed and shot really well.
Yeah, I agree.
Shreya was very happy over the hotel.
Because I stayed in the same resort that they
She recognized
it. Like, I was like, wait, I've been to this lobby before. It's either exactly the same or something extremely similar. But
it's probably
I think
the same.
Yeah. Yeah, no, the cinematography is pretty good, I agree.
In terms of other supporting characters, we covered Rohan Joshi. Ram Kapoor is also in this movie as Uttara. Very excitedly, again, pointed out given her TV, Hindi serial watching days.
But she also said, he's become so bad. And he looks so bad. Like, that was the first reaction to him. Like, he looks so bad. I'm like, okay, the whole hall doesn't need to hear it. Uttara, relax.
No, I like, okay, he's come in other, he was in Student of the Year as well, okay.
He's been in many movies, which you won't know because you don't watch, but
I recognized him. I told you he was in Student of the Year.
Student of the Year was 3 years ago. But still. He's been in like movies where he's part of the main cast also.
He's a really good actor. Yeah. So he, I think, played his part like extremely well, what he was supposed to.
He did justice to his role.
Yeah.
I mean, that snow thing was a bit weird.
But then that was like part of his, you know.
That was part of his character. Like, yeah. That quirky, weird dad, like.
To be from Delhi, basically, was his character.
Hey.
I know, that's why I hesitated. I'm like, should I say it? I'm like, yeah, I'm going to say it.
Even Rohan Joshi's girlfriend, like their friend. Yeah. I mean, sorry, wife or missing girlfriend. Even she acted pretty well, I think. Mm-hmm. Like, she was very natural in her role, you know.
Yeah. Outside of Siddharth Malhotra and Katrina Kaif, most people acted.
Siddharth Malhotra also acted like okay, I think.
But he was just slow. Like when, like, you know, at the never mind. I don't want to say. Well, I've already spoiled the movie.
Yeah, yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
No, like at the funeral, like he was just.
Like, yeah, that scene really annoyed me. It's like that was one. That's what I meant when I said he was like really slow. It's like, okay, fine, you've woken up and you don't know which decade or country you're in, but. If you walk downstairs, everyone is wearing black and they look sad.
Yeah.
And they're coming to you with like sad faces and being like, you know, like,
There's something wrong.
And he's like happily going around smiling at everyone, hugging them and being like.
Dude, okay, to be honest, I didn't catch on to the fact that his mom passed away.
I thought it was Katrina Kaif.
I didn't like even think of his mom. So when we saw his mom, I was like, oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
But even his acting, I mean. It felt, with all his movies, I feel like it's always, when you watch him, you never feel like he's the character. You always know he's Siddharth Malhotra playing a role.
Yeah, yeah.
And even his, like, dialogue delivery and everything just felt really forced.
But he looked good in the movie, can I just say?
Of course he did.
He is a good-looking guy. Like, everyone knows that. We've accepted it, so.
Okay, Katrina looked amazing. If we're going to do this and talk about this.
She did. We agreed.
Yeah,
she
even
really
Shanna discussed. She looked amazing in this movie. Yeah.
She's lost a lot of weight for the movie. And I think she's really toned up for it. I don't know. I mean, she was always... Because, I don't remember the last movie I saw with her in it. But, like, you can just tell that she's worked really hard on her fitness or whatever.
Yeah. And she's also improved a lot on her dancing, I feel.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I wasn't really paying attention to that.
I mean, obviously
you were paying attention to Siddharth Malhotra, but okay.
Yeah,
fine.
I mean, like...
Wow. As in, if we've been, like, criticizing her acting and everything for the whole episode and Mary's podcast, at least give her credit for something that
she's... So we said she looked good.
But we don't have to be nice to her. Like.
No, but something that she does well, where she deserves
it. Okay, yeah. I mean, we agree she looks good. We give credit to her for that.
And her dancing. Also, I'm going to give Katrina credit for her dancing.
Her dancing was not bad. No, you're right, actually. I didn't... Like, if you actually sit and think about it, it was pretty good. Yeah, not that I watch her in all her movies.
Critique all her dance moves.
Yeah, neither do I. You all started this whole topic of discussion.
Don't lie. I'm pretty sure you do this in your free time.
Well, I'm not evaluating the dancing, let's put it that way.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, moving on. Sorry, Mom and Dad, if you're listening to this podcast. But anyway, they do actually listen to the podcast. But that's like one third of my listener base, pretty much. So, anyway, what else about this movie did you like or not like?
I thought it was too long.
Yeah.
Yeah, second half definitely drags.
No, like, when we went for Rustam, I didn't look at my phone and I was like, okay, like, it's fine. But this movie, I felt like, okay, now I know, like, just when is it going to end? Enough.
Yeah, the second half definitely dragged. But I don't know. I overall still enjoyed it. I just thought it felt like a very typical Bollywood love story movie kind of thing where it's like there's a nice message and it's you... I guess the characters weren't as relatable as they could have been, which could have made it better.
Yeah.
But
I like the message the movie was trying to give.
Yeah, definitely.
I agree.
That was like something that anybody would be able to relate to.
Yeah, totally. I just need to point this out. what was up with the sun and his hair.
Yeah, I can't get over that blue thing.
I cannot get over it.
It was okay, so yeah, bad.
The sun has like a weird British accent, like a British Indian accent. Okay, fine. He looks nothing like the parents, like absolutely nothing. Okay, fine. But like for him to be in the future, he doesn't have to have like purple hair.
Blue hair.
Yeah, like
and not even blue, not even blue hair. Just one little fringe on the side, yeah. Which is blue, and everything else is black.
That I just could not relate to. I could not understand.
But I think the point of that also was because he had a messed up childhood. Because
to show like
or,
rebelliousness.
Yeah.
But the daughter was very normal.
But that's in the they didn't show the daughter in the first flash forward.
Yeah.
They only show the son.
Yeah.
The daughter is only there in the second one. And in the second one, even he's normal because he's now older and more mature.
Yeah, yeah.
Although, like, I also noticed what a mustache in the second.
Yeah, you might not do that.
That was amazing.
The supporting actors acted very well. Even the pundit, I saw him before in one of these web series on YouTube that have come up. So he's definitely, like, a really good actor. And I think he also did justice to his role. But yeah, like you said, everybody except for like Krishna Kaif and Siddharth Malhotra acted well.
Yeah. Anything else?
Not that.
I mean, if you have time and you have nothing to do and you just want to sit for a movie and not really think and just relax, then it's a movie worth going for. But not. I mean, Shreya will disagree with me, obviously.
Yeah. No. What I was gonna say was that I think it's an airplane movie. So when you're on like a really long flight. And you're like, okay, shit, I've seen like two other movies, I don't know what else to do. This is like your third choice. You can watch it then and be like, okay, fine.
I don't know. My overall worry of the movie is that it was a good idea and concept. And the general story was quite good. It was just execution could have been better.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
with better actors and a better script, it could have been.
Yes, I think it was a
really
was
good
problem,
movie.
Yeah.
Agreed.
The message was cute, like, you know.
And things very applicable in today's world.
Yeah, definitely.
And where everyone's so busy, when everyone's so caught up in their own lives, and like, I think it was like, yeah, that's why it was a good message to give the audience.
Cool. Before we wrap up, a couple of other things. In addition to Bar Bar Dekho, Freaky Ali also released this weekend.
What is Freaky Ali?
It's a movie with Nawazuddin Siddiqui.
Oh, is it about...
The golf. He's a golfer.
My mom was talking about it.
It's apparently really good. Like, everyone who's... It's gotten much better reviews than Bar Bar Dekho.
Then why did we go
and,
for this
Yeah,
movie?
Why did we go for...
Oh, yeah. Because if I suggested Freaky Ali, that reaction that you both gave me was exactly what would have happened.
If you would have told me about the cast, I would have definitely thought about
it. I would have seen...
It.
See, but the cast is like... There's Nawazuddin Siddiqui, but then there's also Arbaaz Khan.
And it's directed
by Sohail
Khan,
right?
So. Yeah, but still, I mean,
I would have seen the reviews and then decided which movie to go.
Please, you saw the reviews of Happy Bhag Jayegi also, and you were like, "No, what is this movie? What is this?"
Did you guys watch it?
I watched it. It was great. I really enjoyed it.
It looked weird.
See, and you think that looked weird, but you have been happy to see Freaky Ali. Okay, yeah, totally. I just get all this... I'm going to rant here since this is my podcast and I can do whatever I want. Everyone just hates on me because they think I take them to watch bad movies. It's like, I don't control the movies that come out in theaters. Like, they come out, I go watch them. I ask you to come with me. And then you come sit and complain. As it was my fault.
I think it's justifying yourself. I'm not really ranting over here. And putting like a disclaimer for everybody else who's going to come for a movie with you.
The next one we won't complain.
You probably won't come. Next one, we won't complain as if.
No, see, I knew about
knowing
it
very well.
Bad movie, and I came for it, so I'm okay with watching bad movies. Like I actually like. I'm not saying I enjoy them, but I don't mind watching like a movie that's got bad reviews.
She came for Sultan as well, so
that I'm
is...
also not for bad movies.
But then I have the right to like critique it and say that it was a shit.
Yeah, that
movie.
Is
like,
fine.
Yeah.
I have no. Just don't yell at me. That
I
is the all.
No, God, I haven't at all.
Yeah, yeah, you haven't. You're still fine.
Neither have I.
Oh, okay, sure. yeah, okay, so Freaky Ali is doing pretty well in terms of reviews. Box office, it started reasonably low, but with word of mouth, it could pick up. And it's anyway a smaller, low-budget film. Bar Bar Dekho actually opened not terribly, but not that high either. It made like 7 crores on day one. So it depends on word of mouth, which has been very mixed. So I don't actually know what's going to happen, but... We'll wait and see next week. Next week's movie is Pink, which I don't know if I'll manage to convince anyone to see.
No, I really don't want to watch that movie. Sorry.
Yeah. It's like people like have such, you know, I want to watch a good movie, but not one that's like intense or serious.
No, it's like, not about it being intense, but I just did not like the trailer of Pink at all.
What, really? Why?
Disturbing. Yeah,
I mean, but that's the point, right? That's the reality that women have to face in India.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wouldn't. Yeah, no. I watched Rustam. That was a serious movie.
Rustam is not in the same ballpark as Pink.
Yeah.
Rustam is like an Akshay Kumar movie, which is about, like, set in 1950s.
It's a true story, right?
Yeah, it's based on.
But highly dramatized.
Yeah. But,
this is like a gritty, real, like.
Yeah, I can't watch it.
Actually, maybe if the reviews are really good, I might come with it.
Okay, so we shall wait for the reviews and wait to see if anyone comes with me. Until that, if not, you'll just have to be stuck with me talking for 20 minutes about a film about women's like empowerment. Right. So please hope that someone comes with me.
Take some girls with you, because then they'll be able to give you another perspective.
I always go with the ladies only, don't worry.
Like yesterday.
Okay, great. Thank you guys for being here.
You're welcome.
I would say I hope you will be back, which I do. I just don't know whether you all will actually come back, but we shall see. Thanks so much for listening. That was our show, and hope you enjoyed it. You know what I'm about to say next, but I'm going to say it anyway. Please subscribe to Bollywood Weekly on iTunes using the podcast app, or on SoundCloud, either on the web or using the app available on iOS and on Android. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. The links are in the description. And please do spread the word and let us know what you think in the comments. If there's anything you want to see us doing differently or anything you want to see more of, we will be happy to take all your feedback. And if you want to just share your views about what you think about these movies, we will be happy to feature those as well. See you next week.